This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Dhamini, and I'm the host of Gender Question. In this season, I'll be getting up close and personal on issues that really matter. Our gender and sexuality that are so central to who we are.
Hello, ma'am. I am Shahnaz Naikwade, Asha worker from Takle village.
I am Urmila Patil, Asha worker, Surul village.
Asha worker hum kaam karti
ho. Urmila Patil and Shahnaz Naikwade are two accredited social health activists, or for short, ASHA workers, who have been on COVID duty since March 2020. They both work in Sangli district, which is one of the handful of districts that has been driving up Maharashtra's numbers in the second wave of the pandemic. They are frontline workers. Their job involves going into people's homes and checking if they have influenza-like symptoms. They are required to get people to visit the primary health center, the PHC, or the sub-center of their village in order to get tested. And if a person is positive, an ASHA worker must monitor their health and report any worsening of symptoms immediately. Yes, their work has not been easy.
They ask, how much cut do you receive from the state? Half each? Is that why you force us so that if we are positive, you will get a cut?
Honestly, they don't tell us the truth about their symptoms. If we notice that they are visibly unwell, then we refer them. That's why the number of cases are very high.
To convince people to reveal their symptoms, ASHA workers dip into others' experiences. But not everybody listens to their voice of reason.
We tell people about what we have learned about other incidents in the area where people have died because of not being treated on time. The first 4-5 days are fine, but if the immunity is low, then the health worsens. If you need an oxygen bed, there's a chance it might be difficult to come by. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
People's reluctance to get tested and their disregard for COVID-appropriate behavior puts ASHA workers' lives at risk. Last year, many members of the healthcare staff at the Takli sub-center of the Erindoli PHC, where Shahnaz works, became COVID-positive. Shahnaz was one of the few in her team who didn't catch the virus last year. Urmila, however, wasn't so lucky. Early on in April 2020, she caught the virus from one of the home visits that she made.
2020, a few days after the first person in our village tested positive, I also got COVID. So what happened was I visited their home to test their temperature and their oxygen level. and then I got the virus. So for 1 to 1.5 months, I stayed home. I did not step out, but I didn't get tested. My husband has high blood pressure and diabetes. So I was very scared. My daughter, who works at the hospital, she would have also had to stay home for 14 long days. There were 4 people in our house and I was afraid that they would take us all to the hospital.
The reluctance to get tested was very, very strong in the first wave of the pandemic. Urmila, in fact, felt that fear herself. A positive result could have turned their world upside down. But after rejoining work, Urmila knows a lot more about the pandemic and the importance of testing and COVID-appropriate behavior.
अगर अभी आपको कोविड हुआ तो आप यही करेंगे?
अभी नहीं करेंगे.
क्यों नहीं करेंगे?
अभी
No. I would not behave that way now. The first time around, I got scared. I got really scared. But I understand after working on this now that why it is so important to get tested. So if they take us to a hospital, we will be treated with proper medication.
Asha workers like Urmila and Shehnaz have had to overcome their own fears of the pandemic. Armed with knowledge, they continue to visit villages as frontline workers to exhort people to follow the rules of masking up or staying at home during a lockdown. Yet the irony is that while they are out and about at work, and of course face all the risk of doing so, their own livelihood is an issue that they have been fighting about for many years now. After a strike in 2019, the government revisited the pay of ASHA workers, all of whom are contractual workers, and increased their honorarium. Those in rural areas were to be paid up to Rs 4,000 a month. Their work, however, is project-based, like, for instance, 150 rupees for attending meetings at the PHC, or a certain fixed amount, like, again, 150 rupees for a specific vaccination drive. Their work is also performance-based. For instance, if they complete a certain fixed number of tasks, like visiting 50 houses a day for a survey that they've been directed to do, they would receive a fixed amount of money. At the start of the pandemic, on March 31st, 2020, the government also issued an order that ASHA workers be paid an additional motivational allowance. It was a sum of 1,000 rupees. In June 2021, ASHA workers went on strike again. They demanded that the dues that they were supposed to get had still not been paid to them, and they demanded that those dues be paid to them, and they also asked for additional fixed increments that would match the labor that they are putting in every day of the pandemic. After a week-long strike, Maharashtra's ASHA workers received an additional increment of 1,000 rupees a month and a COVID allowance of 500 rupees a month. Their wages are still low by government employee standards, but their work continues.
We tell them to wear masks and only step out when needed. Even then, they don't listen. What can we do? So we just continue to do our jobs.
We asked them to go to the community centers and stay for at least 10 days. This way your family members will stay safe. But they refuse. They say, we depend on daily wages. How will we survive? We tell them, you will be able to earn only if you live.
It's now July 2021. As the second wave continues in Sangli district, workers like Urmila, Shehnaz and the 68,000 other ASHA employees of the state remain in the crosshairs of the COVID-19 pandemic.
This is your host, Dhamini, signing off. You can reach me on Twitter at Dhamini or on HD Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. To listen to more podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.